Over the next 90 million years, a new era called the Cretaceous period dawned. Broader leaf plants that could tolerate seasonal weather changes covered the land. Only the most adaptable, intelligent herbivores were able to adjust, which meant the meat eaters had to adapt as well. For the first time, brains overgrown became key to success, ushering in the era of the raptor. Utah raptor was an early example. It was still fairly large, but the trend towards sleeker and smarter was clear.
When Utahraptor was found, it was pretty significant because up until that point, the largest of the raptor dinosaurs found was Deinonychus, which was about the size of a timber wolf. And here comes one with similar sort of anatomy, but bigger than a bear, or at least the size of a big grizzly, a big polar bear, a truly monster-sized raptor dinosaur.
Pound for pound, this is the most terrifying dinosaur that ever walked the earth. It's relatively fast, intelligent, and loaded with weapons, and it brings all of these things together within a body that's built like an athlete. During the mid-Cretaceous period, this thing, without a doubt, was the most dangerous and nastiest animal on planet Earth.
Utah raptor, a large, bird-like dinosaur, was a deadly efficient killer.
Utah raptor was a major predator for its time. It was one of the top predators in its environment. It would have been something like a big wolf or a big cat for today. Actually, a tiger would be a very good model for Utah raptor.
He's not just big, he's huge. The discovery of this dinosaur is stunning because now we had a raptor that was twice as big as any ever found before. And the fact that it was so big tells us that this particular raptor was really more of a heavyweight fighter than a finesse hunter like the smaller raptors.
If I were to design the perfect killing machine, I'd build a raptor. If I was going to build the perfect raptor, I'd build a Utah raptor because it's just the right size. It's the right size for killing almost anything.